With budget deficits already sky high and with Katrina relief expected to add up to $200 billion or more, sensible people are looking for ways to reduce the deficit. But the Republican leadership here has other ideas. In the coming weeks, they plan to use the budget reconciliation process to ram through new tax cuts and actually increase the deficit by $35 billion. They intend to use reconciliation, as it's known, to pass some $70 billion in tax cuts. This comes on top of two new tax cuts worth $145 billion over 10 years, which begin next year. They kick in next year, with more than half the benefits of that tax cut going to those making over $1 million a year. So the Republicans' tax-cutting juggernaut is back in high gear, with the lion's share of benefits going to the wealthiest taxpayers. But to give themselves cover, they're insisting that $35 billion of the new tax cuts be offset by cuts in spending. And who gets cut? As usual, the prime targets are the poor and others who rely on federal programs for their health, education, disability, agriculture, veterans' benefits. In other words, the Republicans have turned the budget reconciliation process into a shell game. They propose to cut spending by $35 billion. At the same time, they're cutting taxes by $70 billion. The net impact will be to increase the budget deficit by more than $35 billion. Now, the Republicans were already planning to use reconciliation to cut food assistance and Medicaid and other programs by nearly $35 billion. Now, the chairman of the House Budget Committee, Congressman Nussel, says he wants to cut these programs by 10% more. And why? Well, to make room for new tax cuts. In the weeks since Hurricane Katrina, two programs, food assistance and Medicaid, have played an absolutely crucial role in delivering relief to victims all across the Gulf Coast. Now, the Republicans have singled out both of these programs for deep cuts. Congressman Nussel is not satisfied with that. He wants the cuts to go even deeper, even 10% more. Meanwhile, late last night, the Senate voted down an amendment offered by Senator John Kerry, which I was a co-sponsor of, to provide an emergency boost to the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, LIHEAP as it's called, the program that helps the elderly and the poor pay for their home energy bills. As the Des Moines Register pointed out this morning, Iowans are facing a 35 to 50% increase in home heating costs this winter. Well, Republicans objected to this amendment last night because, guess what, the cost was not offset by cuts elsewhere in the budget. In their eyes, it's okay to have a $35 billion in new tax cuts that are not offset, but emergency heating assistance to the elderly and poor must be voted down if it is not offset. So it's the same old misguided priorities. More tax cuts for the most advantaged Americans, more program cuts for the poor, the young, people with disabilities, and rural Americans. Advocates of this approach say, well, we need to make tough choices. But that rings hollow. Their idea of making tough choices is to ask needy families to sacrifice food assistance or home heating assistance to make room for yet another round of tax giveaways for America's most privileged people. These are the wrong choices and the wrong priorities. They don't reflect Iowa values. And they don't reflect the compassion of the American people, especially when you're talking about cuts to programs that are helping the victims of Katrina. Now, by all means, we always need to be vigilant in eliminating wasteful and unnecessary spending. Now, there's a lot of things that I could talk about cutting out, too. How about the billions of dollars we pay to banks each year to handle student loans? We could cut that out. But with budget deficits skyrocketing, there's no way in the world that we should be passing yet another big round of tax cuts. Nor should all of the tax cuts passed since 2001 be considered untouchable. Iowans I talk to are looking for balance and fairness and shared sacrifice. And this reconciliation package, with more cuts for the wealthy, more tax cuts for the wealthy, deep budget cuts for the most vulnerable citizens, takes us in the wrong direction.